So we're gonna have to redo the whole thing.
What, just because of the audio?
No, you know, the audio actually, I think I figured it out because I ran it through this software and then I ran it through CupCut, and both of them were totally f I actually was pretty happy with the sound. But like that side camera isn't it's like way off.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it's way off, and then I'm standing in a different position in too many of the frames. So like nothing matches up. So,
Damn.
but here's my thing. We can.
Is this good, by the way? I just figured I'd try to center myself.
Yeah, looks good.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, it looks 1,000 times better.
Okay.
What was I saying? Oh, we can do
Centering
it again,
yourself,
bro.
all
We
that.
can, yeah, we can do it again. We don't need to do it in the morning when there's with the sundown, because what I'm thinking is we can just take that golf mat and just hang it over the door and then shut the door. Or get like a black sheet and hang it over that window.
We'll use the golf net, the
That's what I'm
black.
saying.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, like that, because we're getting the white background anyway.
So it's on our list of stuff to do. But Danielle and I, we have a blinds in the basement or in the crawl space that we have extra blinds that we're going to actually put into that window, because
Gotcha.
in general we want to cover that window.
Gotcha. Okay.
But
Okay.
there's no timeline on that, so
Okay. Well, I'm just saying, like, we can kind of just makeshift it for the time being,
Well,
and
especially
then
because the white net will take place of the other one, you know what I mean?
yeah, that's what I'm saying. And then I'm thinking also, like, I can come up with a script for you two. We'll just knock out both. You see what I'm saying? And then like the B-roll, there was a couple shots that were great, and then some of it's whatever. I think that if I can get that gimbal to work, it'll come out much cleaner, if that makes sense.
Dude, we'll do it. I think it'll be, we can plan on doing it over break and stuff like that since I have a light work week next week.
I told the team that we'd get it done by Monday, but I'm just gonna shoot them a note and be like, hey, like I want this to be as good as I can get it, and I just wasn't happy with the first take.
I mean, dude, how can, it's just you, we knew it wasn't gonna work out the first take. Like, that's why I said that I didn't think golf was gonna be a thing. Which is okay. Just okay.
Well, the nice thing is, like, I think we can just find like a time to do it. Like, maybe, like you said, I know you got a couple of days, hopefully, that are light, particularly next week.
Yeah, we
And I
will.
can just come over like midday or something. We don't have to wake up at 5 a.m. But it's up to you. I mean, I can do it whenever. I'm kind of going off your schedule. So, how was your workout, dude?
Was good, bro. It
It's good.
was good. Yeah, I was just getting Zoom fatigue for a second, and so I just staring at my
Break it
computer,
down.
so it was like, all right, I gotta go. And it
Break
was
it
the only
down.
time I could go, you know.
Yeah.
So just did a pull day. I did total body yesterday, did a pull day today, and then tomorrow's gonna be push
Okay.
day, and then snowboarding on Sunday. So
Hell yeah. Where are you
yeah,
guys
dude.
going?
I think we're gonna go to Copper, because it seems to be the most snow and the most open.
Okay.
So they actually got 3 inches. They're ex and 2 inches yesterday, 3 inches in the next 24 hours. So like, hopefully it just keeps coming, dude.
When you say the most open, what do you mean? Like they're like the most slopes are open?
Yeah, the
Gotcha.
most runs.
Gotcha. That's cool.
Yeah,
And is this
dude.
gonna be your first time on your new board?
No,
Oh.
I used the new board last year, bro.
Oh, okay.
Oh, bro, what a difference.
Okay.
Yeah,
How's Levis? How's Levis on the skis?
he's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's good. He's still goofy. He's still Levi, but no, he's good.
That's good.
Yeah,
Yeah.
he likes to talk his
I know.
trash, you know, and say he can just smoke me on the mountain, but truth is,
Well,
it's not the case.
I feel like as a skier, he has the advantage anyway.
Well, it's just different, right? I
Right.
mean, it's well, number one, it's not apples to apples. Number two, like, I don't, my kind of riding, like, sometimes I like to go fast, but I just like playing around. I like going side to side, going the trees, pop out, do some spins, do some whatever, dude. Just fuck around. That's the fun part about boarding, is just like just playing on the mountain and just finding every, like when I'm riding, bro, I'm literally like looking at every single thing I can go play on.
Dude, that's hilarious. Well, I mean, that's you for sure.
Yeah.
No, I totally get it. Like, obviously, my algorithm will feed me snowboarding things occasionally.
Mm-hmm.
And what looks like the most fun isn't speed. It's just like super thick powder. And just being able to just go back and forth and shred and spin, dude, maybe, you know, a couple of jumps or whatever. And just kind of like, you know, you're obviously in a beautiful scenery. So that adds to it.
Yeah.
There's just
something about it, bro. Like I will like to like just rip a groomer once in a while, especially after a beer at lunch. And you're like feeling good and you just want to, all right, let's send it a little bit. But for the most part, dude, it's just, to me personally, it's just more fun just to carve, do some butters, do some, like, I like last year and the year before that, I've been like looking up tricks to work on just like on normal runs, just to like have, first off, get better on the board and just like challenge myself, you know, like pick it up. Stuff looks a little bit steezier too, because I always envy the guys that like roll past you and do like some sick shit and you're like, all right, bro, how do I do that?
Yeah. I wouldn't know. I don't know what that is.
You will, dude. Yeah. You will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not worried about it, obviously.
Yeah.
So dude, I've been dying to talk to you about my new workout program for 2026.
Yeah. You're trying to get rid of the short king body or what?
Dude, short king body, no more, bro. No more. By the way, I want to make a public apology to Joe Rogan. Now that we're world famous, that was not us. We do not condone any negative talk towards the boy. So
I was just Bembo being silly, bro. And I think a lot of things just got taken out of context.
Yeah. You know? I mean, that's just the internet. Like, what pops is going to be, you know, controversial or you know what I mean?
Anytime you tag the goat and say anything, it's gonna
I've been editing these videos and I'm like trying so hard to like make like good hooks and this and that and that and this, and the video where he was talking about Outkast, I thought was a banger. Like, I started, I thought I had a good hook. I had good like b-roll in between. It was a good story. Flopped.
Yeah.
Right. And then there was another one. I can't remember what it was, but I thought I did a really good job editing it. Flopped. And then that Joe Rogan one, I posted at a time and on a day that I didn't think was going to get much, and it blew up.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't really know. Like, I don't get the algorithm. I really don't understand it. Like,
yeah.
You know, so I'm just going to keep posting.
Yeah. I think, like, you know, overall, I think it's just probably easy to say that just keep it natural, keep it, do whatever, and like organically, like, you know, I don't think any of, like, I think we can both say that we're both doing this just because we enjoy it and we want to, you know we're curious and we like talking about stuff that we enjoy. The goal is not to just pop off and be like clickbait and shit like that, so you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, and I think obviously like that is like fundamentally what we're trying to do, is just have a good time, just talk, just BS. I don't really care about anything that comes along with it. However, I will say I spend a lot of time editing these damn videos, syncing them up and like finding like B-roll and just doing everything I can, and then to post it and it be 200 views, fuck you and fuck everybody on the internet who's not watching. Like, fuck you.
Dude, there's just, we're just not that interesting, bro.
I guess. But it's just like the amount of
it's the
amount of time, and then like, you know, the result from it is very aggravating. I'm like, I might as well just, so this software allows, it just like clips up things for you. I might just take it and just throw it up, bro, and just see if any of those go viral and see if anything from our views change or anything like that.
Yeah.
Because I spend hours and hours editing between the podcast, the golf thing that we're doing, and then
supplements,
everything else, bro. It's just, I thought editing would be the most fun and like, oh, I get to be creative and I get to do, no, I'm over it.
I feel I'm like so it, over it. And I haven't been doing anything from that side of the house. So it's like, I don't have really a foot to stand on here. I will say, I bet you when you get it down and you start seeing either what works or what clip, like that stuff, I can imagine that part makes it fun. You know, like,
yeah,
how much fun is it? Like, you know, I have so much footage from like golf and snowboarding, just from like my personal life, and it's just making little highlight videos and even my drone footage, like doing stuff like that is fun and, yeah, and being creative. But when you're trying to scale something or you're trying to, I think it causes you to overthink a little bit too.
Yeah.
But well, it's like, yeah. And when you just put hours and hours, dude, I mean, you know, it's, I'm sure you sit there and it's like, dude, you want your flowers a little bit. Like you want recognition. We all want recognition, dude, of the work we put in. Right.
Yeah. I think that there, I think it kind of comes back to intentionality. Like my intention is for it to get views and to get followers and to get likes and comments. And so the time I'm spending it, like the thought process that I'm putting into it is around that.
Right.
Whereas like the video that I made for your bachelor party or for when I went to Paris or my golf trip, like those videos were a lot of fun to do.
Right. It was memories.
It's a different kind of creativity because I'm not doing it to go viral. Right. I'm doing it because I'm like, oh, I want to like capture this trip and like the elements of the trip, the fun, the people, the experiences, the moments. And I can do it and I can sync it up to my favorite music and like I can play with like the beats and, you know, the lyrics. And there's a lot of the creativity process is much different. It's much more personal.
Uh-huh.
Whereas like when I'm doing this, it's how do I get someone to watch this video for 20 seconds?
Right.
You know what I mean? And to your point, like nobody knows us and okay, I'm not interesting, but guess what? Half the other people, all the videos I watch are not interesting.
Right.
You know, by the way, my algorithm is fucked. It is so fucked. The two biggest things that I'm watching right now is this guy who eats raw eggs in public places and like gets reactions. So like sits down like on an airplane, okay? And he has a dozen eggs and he takes it out of his bag and he puts it down.
Oh my God.
And he goes, he smells the egg. And puts in his mouth, back to his nose, smells it, and then puts the whole thing in. And it eats the whole thing. And the person next to him was like, yo, just not, what?
Not it's, like, is it cracked open and stuff? Or
no.
Just like with the shell and everything?
Shell, raw
the
egg,
fuck
everything.
What's wrong with people, dude?
Dude, get this, bro. There are parts where, like, when he eats it, like a little bit comes out. So you know it's raw. And towards the end, like the guy's not enjoying it. His eyes are watering. He's like trying not to puke. It's fucking wild. James Gates is not being recorded. Your shit sucks. And we're back.
I had to exit out everything because like he wouldn't let me join the studio or something. So
yeah, that's cool. That's cool.
Anyways, so you're saying how much you love your brother. How cool your brother is.
My son, yeah, right. He's a good boy.
You love saying that, bitch.
I love it. It's my favorite thing, dude.
My wife makes fun of me. She says I drink too much on the podcast.
Who says that?
My wife. She's like, you're always drinking.
Yeah, I feel like you're always drinking water. You always have something with you.
Dude, I just That's have great. To have it in front of me. Yeah, yeah.
That's so good. It's so healthy.
Yeah, no, yep. It's a good problem, but
you know how we both have those like big jugs.
Mm-hmm.
I find that if I have that with me all day, I don't drink as much. But if I have like
a glass of water or something,
well, this thing,
yeah,
it's just easier to drink out of,
mm-hmm.
and so I'm just much more likely to like
finish pop it open,
dude. I can't. I've got to be done with those nicotine pouches.
Yeah, it's a problem.
It's a problem, and like, yeah, I know. And sixes are just so heavy.
Yeah. So these are sixes. I went to the store this morning, dude, because I ran yeah. out, and I was like, okay, instead of buying a log, I'll just buy one, and I'll do sixes because I'm putting two threes in. Because like after like 10 minutes, I'm just like, I need another.
Yeah.
It's such a freaking battle, bro. Because they're great, yeah. especially for people who like sit behind a computer and stuff like that. It's,
yeah,
it really is. And I really enjoy it at the gym, dude. Like I really do enjoy.
I feel like that would make me sick.
No way, bro. There's actually, I mean, take it for what it is. This could be just headline posts, but I did see that if you take nicotine during a workout, it increases focus and and all that other stuff. And I'm like, it makes sense. It makes sense. It's just, I'm such a freaking degenerate, you know, that it just, I just finished my workout. So technically, I don't need another one for a while. I just threw in another one.
It's the addict in you, bro.
100%.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, obviously I'm the same way. Like I love to feel like a buzz.
Mm-hmm. You
know what I mean? But I feel like I'm early on enough in my journey to where I can kick the habit.
Totally. And I feel like if I really wanted to, I could be done with it. Like I don't, it's not something if I put my mind to something, I can do it. To me, it's just like, it's not the worst thing in the world. If this is my naughty stuff, then so be it.
Yeah.
You know,
I get it. It's better than alcohol or smoking crack or something.
Sucks that alcohol is so bad for you, dude. Cause it's so fun.
God, I would love to drink alcohol every day if it didn't make me feel like shit.
Yeah.
Now I don't even want to drink. Like Sean and I texted Jeffrey and I.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like a big whiskey aficionado, apparently.
Uh-huh.
He's got like, you know, real fancy bottles of whiskey. And he's like, hey, guys, I've got the next couple weeks off. Like, we should hang out and drink some whiskey. And I just immediately was like, I don't want to fucking drink.
Uh-huh.
I'm down to hang out. Like, I love Sean Nye. And it does sound like fun.
Yeah.
But I just really don't look forward to drinking anymore. I really don't.
Yeah. That's why, like, I always think of the day after, because I'm just like, I know it's going to be fun in the moment and we're going to have a great time and all that. But like the day after, my workouts take a hit, my sleep takes a hit, I'm irritable, I'm anxious. Mm-hmm. Like, I don't know. But, you know, on the mountain, I'm going to have a few drinks. Like it's going to happen.
Time and place. No, yeah. I'm right there with you. I mean, I think, when you're with the boys, I think that it's fun. It is fun. It is a lot of fun. In the moment, it is a lot of fun. I hate the night.
Mm-hmm.
In the nighttime, I get really bad anxiety when I drink and then I try to go to sleep. Like, I know some people are like, oh, it helps me sleep. Not me. Like, I sit there and like I might fall asleep initially, but then I'll wake up at some point. And then, for whatever reason, dude, all the demons in my life come out.
Uh-huh.
And then I get really anxious and I hate it. And then, to your point, the next day I don't get up on time and then I don't go work out or my workouts suck. And it's just a huge waste of my time.
Well, what I feel like one day, like if you take the next day off, then that day turns into 2 days sometimes because you're just like, you're out of your flow. You're out of your rhythm. You're like, okay, I need to recover on sleep. I need to do this. And yeah, it's, I don't know. I wish there was alcohol out there that, you know, you could, like a healthy alcohol that like you could drink and then all of a sudden you're fine. It's like, but shit don't work like that.
Yeah. And like tequila is, and it's okay. Like it's the best to like kind of mitigate the hangover and some of the negative side effects. I love wine.
Mm-hmm.
I love a glass of wine. I love the taste of wine. I like drinking and sipping it with pasta or a steak or whatever.
Yeah.
But it gives me the worst hangovers.
Yeah.
It gives me headaches. It's
one of the most fun buzzes, in my opinion. Like a good wine buzz, especially like at a good dinner.
Yeah.
It takes a cake, I think.
Yeah. Or like that, like when you have like a long day.
Yeah.
You know, dude, I'll never forget when I was in San Diego. Some of my favorite memories was like just going to the beach and drinking this San Diego beer called 394 and just chilling, bro.
Uh-huh.
And you're like, you don't do anything. You just sit in like a beach chair. You're watching the ocean. You're drinking 394, listening uh-huh. to reggaeton or something like that and just vibing. But
dude,
I'm just like, I don't want to do it.
I think also you just, if you can like monitor it and be intentional with how you're doing it, I think there is a time and a place. I think there is a way to do it. I think more and more these days people are reducing alcohol, you know, consumption. You know, like the old days, it was like you get home from work and you crack open a drink and you have like 3-4 beers. And that was kind of the old school mentality. And I think now, at least luckily, it's gone down. But at the same time, I mean, especially in the corporate world, how many times do you hear like, you know, bars are open for a reason and people are at bars every day of the week.
Right.
And people drink. Last time I drank was like a while back. And I like was like, okay, how can I do this smart and still have fun? And I was like, all right. And it says, if I was talking with the homie about it, and it was like, okay, if you feel a buzz on your like too quickly, that's when you know you don't need to drink another. Every glass of alcohol you have, replace it with water, then repeat that cycle, and then just try to keep it to like 2 to 3 drink minimum.
Yeah.
And that's like, this sounds like, you know, simple, like, duh, drink water. Because what you're doing is you're dehydrated. Like, hangovers exist for a reason. You know, it's the oldest trick in the book. Hydrate, yeah. hydrate. But I don't know, man. I think also just the older you get, the you know, you're just putting poison in your body. And you're like, it's just not worth it in the long run.
I can only speak for myself. That I love that in theory, but my intentionality goes completely out the window with one drink.
Yeah.
With one drink, I'm like, fuck, I don't want a glass of water.
Right.
And
right.
I have to go piss every 10 minutes. I'm going to drink another vodka soda or whatever the hell I get.
You're like, there's ice in it.
Yeah. I'll drink water before I go to bed.
Yeah, dude.
I'll drink an element or a fucking liquid IV before I go to bed. Leave me the fuck alone. I'm drinking this tequila.
Yeah, it sounds all good on paper, but like in the moment, bro, it's just we're all humans and we all want to have a good time. So, I think is also good, personally.
Dude, there's time and place. I'm down. Like, okay, so for example, with Sean and Jeff, when that night comes, am I going to bail because I don't want to drink? Of course not. I'm going to go there. I'm going to have sip on whiskey. I'm going to have a great fucking time.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? There's going to be times at GRC where I'm like, okay, let's have a shot. Let's take a drink. Let's do my thing.
100%. You know? 100%.
No question. I'm down to have a good time.
Dude,
I just don't look forward to it.
Yeah. Do it. Do it like Wolf on Wall Street, where he like him and homeboy are about to do a fucking Quaaludes. The old school Quaaludes.
Yeah.
And just clean out your system, work out heavy leading up to it, and like earn that motherfucking party, you know?
Yeah, totally.
Like earn that shit, you know? Yeah. Clean out your, put a fucking enema up your ass, like clean out your system, dude.
That's a party in itself, dude. What are you talking about? I'm gonna drink while I do it.
Yeah, dude.
That's too funny.
I know. I want to get to a point where we can get like IV drops afterwards. It's like just have someone come to, dude. We should plan that for GRC. Not even kidding.
Yeah, definitely bring something.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
but then if you're planning that, then you're expecting yourself to.
I know,
but I'm not. I was so upset with the way I played that last day in that golf tournament because we were so hungover. Give it. We had an amazing time the night before. That was one of the best nights, you know. That was one of the best times, but I'd rather not be shaking over the golf ball. And throwing up and like, nah. I'm not about that anymore, dude.
I just can't lose to somebody with a gimmick putter. I lose to somebody who has an ice cube putter, like that's a problem.
Yeah. That's I lost to the mustache guy, dude. I'm pissed.
You lost. I thought you played Miles that day.
Mm-mm. No, I played some guy. I think he was a cop or fireman. I don't know what he was, but like he was just on point, and him and I were fairly matched. And there's no reason why I should have lost, but it was my own fault. Like I lost for a reason. I didn't play well, and I was mentally weak. Like I wasn't mentally there for myself. And because I told you last time we did that, I was drinking too much at the time, and I was just in a weird spot. So I'm really excited for this time because I don't plan on going hard. You know, I want to play well.
Yeah, the first night's the most dangerous night because everyone's going to be feeling it. It's going to be vibes.
Yep.
They're all going to be fresh.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean? And like the next day, the thing is the next day is scramble. Uh-huh. So it's not completely on you. You don't have to have a great game.
Yeah.
You can just be like, okay, I'm going to hit good shots and the other guy's going to hit good shots. And, you know, we'll scramble and make it work, particularly for me because my handicap is so high. They're going to put me with some ace.
Yeah. Yeah. You're going to be like, chilling, dude.
I'm chilling, bro. Yeah. So all I have to do is make maybe a couple putts, you know, put maybe strike one down the fucking fairway, you know?
It's going to be good, dude.
Yeah. Well, every time we play scramble, like my partner and I don't think I've ever lost scramble.
Yeah.
Because we just crush it. We just crush it.
Yeah, I would say scramble is a really fun format for me because it does take the pressure off of having to be dialed the whole round. And then you can take, you know, it's like you can, I will say there's pros and cons to it because if, for example, if your partner hits it in the fairway, it gives you like the reason to like kind of swing harder and like send it. But it kind of fucks you up. In your overall game because your tempo is off, you're trying to crush the ball, you're not playing your own game, but I don't know. I it's fun, dude, no matter what.
Yeah. No, I dig it, bro.
Yeah.
I dig scramble. So let me tell you about my, cause I know we don't have all the time in the world. I want to tell you about my workout program for 2026, bro. So I kind of alluded to it the other day when we were together. So I'm going to change the entire structure of my skeletal system.
Okay.
I'm going to work on correcting my kinetic chain. So first I got to start with my ankles. So I like have been watching a bunch of videos on basically how I can fix my posture, the way that I walk, the way that my hips move and everything. It all starts with my feet.
Uh-huh.
So I just bought barefoot shoes to have like wider toes so that my toes will be a little bit more spread out. Okay. My ankles, I've noticed, kind of concave a little bit, which brings my knees in. And so I have a little bit of knock knee. So what I'm trying to do is I'm trying to strengthen the arch of my feet so that it corrects the angle of my ankles, right? Which is obviously going to have an impact on my knees.
Uh-huh.
And then I'll be getting those slant boards, those those small little slant boards to kind of help, strengthen the, I guess it would be the abductors in my legs.
Uh-huh.
So they're pulling outward more. And then for my body, I'm going to fix, I don't know if I really have a severe case of, anterior pelvic tilt, which is like where like my lower back kind of comes in, my belly shoots out and my butt kicks back. I don't think mine's as bad as some people I've seen on the internet, but I'm just going to pretend like I do and take like, you know, precautionary measures to fix it. And then the next one's really hard. So I've been working on my transverse abductor or abdominals, like I told you, simple suck-ins. But along with that, I want to lower my rib cage. So I don't know if any of this is possible. I don't know if I can do any of these things, but I suspect that my rib cage flares out forward. And so I'm doing research on how I can reduce the flare in my rib cage and lower the position of the rib cage altogether. Okay. Wow. And it boils down to a few things. So I've got to be really diligent about stretching, recovery, that sort of thing. Also, I'm not doing anything with my lats, like outside of doing pull-ups occasionally. I'm not really strengthening it. And in order to help like slim your waist, your lats go basically almost all the way down to the top of your hips.
Yeah.
And so that plays a big part of it.
You don't do a lot of lats?
No.
What? That surprises me.
Yeah. For a few reasons. One, because I kind of just got away from it. And then like, remember when I fucked up my arm?
Yeah. Yeah.
I completely got away from it. And like 2 years ago when I fucked up my shoulder, narrow grip lat pull downs hurt my shoulder for whatever reason. So just a culmination. I mean, these are all excuses. I just kind of got away from it. Uh-huh. And then the other thing is, and people don't realize this, and I don't usually care, but I'll just share this. When I have to change out the lat pull down machine equipment, I have to stand on the fucking thing. Okay. So like when, and usually I don't care. Okay. But like there is an aspect where I look around, and if any of my gym crushes are around, I go do something else. I'll come back to this later.
Oh, dude, that's sad, bro.
I mean, it is what it is. You know what I mean? Like, I own it for the most part, but not when beautiful women are around. There's no way I'm fucking submitting myself to that vulnerable.
Dude, you know what you do? You go up and you go, hey, I can't reach this. Can you do it for me?
Really good. It's actually hilarious, dude. Hey, can you
pitch this movie? Yeah. By the way, I'm quitting.
That's hilarious.
Yeah. No, that's awesome though. I mean, dude, I mean, obviously I think you can manipulate. It makes sense, dude. It's how much, I mean, mind to body, right? And if you're intentionally thinking about doing that and you're, I mean, dude, I think it makes complete sense. And it's not like you're going to be, it's just like you're correcting your posture in a sense, right?
Yeah, totally.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. No, and then like, I'm trying to like be like more mindful about like the way that I walk. Also, that's another thing, is I'm trying to relearn how to walk with my feet and be able to hit the ground properly, and then using my toes to push off. If I had it in me to just walk Oliver barefoot, I totally would.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm trying to be more mindful about that, and then keeping my feet straight as opposed to like splayed out.
You used to walk really wide.
I know, and I've tried to correct it as much as I can, but I'm trying to get it even better.
Yeah.
And
are you doing a lot of like single leg stuff where?
Oh yeah. Okay. Definitely. A lot of single leg stuff.
Yeah. That's a game changer. Just that will straighten you up too.
Yep. And then from what I understand, like myofascia release is really important. So I've got my lacrosse ball. I roll out my feet every day. Uh-huh. I need to be better. My calves aren't terrible. And like my soleus muscle, I'm usually pretty good about stretching it. My anterior tibialis, I need to be better about. And then my adductors and abductors, I can almost do the splits, but
that's wild.
Yeah, I'm like pretty close. But I just am not as disciplined with my abductors. So the outside and like my IT band.
Gotta do the good girl, bad girls.
I do them all the time.
Yeah. People say what they want. Like they're such money machines. They're so good. Yeah.
Money. Dude. So I can't remember what it's called. But it really opened my eyes to how weak my my hip flexors are. So essentially, like I have like a box, like a 12-inch box, and I do like a side plank, and I put one foot on the box, like the interior part of my foot on the box, and I just hold that static, and that activates my hip flexor.
Yep.
Crazy.
Yep.
Crazy, bro.
I did Sorry to catch off. Yesterday I worked out with Sal, and you know, Sal's a beast. And he had us doing, we put a box and then we put our feet in the TRX bands and then did like leg lifts in the air to your above your abdomen and stuff like that. And I was like, I remember that exercise used to scare the shit out of me, but I've been like working on my hip flexors more and more now, doing like leg lifts and stuff like that. And I couldn't believe how much easier it was for me. And I was like, this used to be so hard.
Love that.
So hard. But yeah, dude, the hip flexors is so crucial. I mean, everything starts from the core, dude, and the bottom. Like the older you get, you just realize like, dude, I'm not trying to, it's nice to get big. It's nice to do all that stuff, but you can't like dismiss your core. You gotta do core.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's it for like my waist or my neck down.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm also going to be doing things from the neck up. So I unknowingly came across this new trend called looks maxing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And there is some aspects of it that I think make complete sense. Some of it is completely the fuck out of there. Okay. To the point in which people are taking hammers and hitting their face, like right here on the eye bone, on both sides or like on their jaw. And basically the idea behind it is it creates these micro fractures and then builds up, like, I don't know if it's tissue or if it's cartilage, but gives you an appearance for higher cheekbones and stronger jaws. That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. That. I'm not playing with that. You know, and this is like young people that don't know what the fuck they're doing.
Right.
But I came across this guy named Oscar Pytel or something like that. I don't know, some English guy. And he makes a really, really good argument as to what makes people attractive and unattractive. And his whole argument is the width of one's palate is what makes people look really, really good.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Because it raises the maxio, what is it? The, I can't remember what this bone is called, but it lifts it up, gives you higher cheekbones.
Orbital
bones. Yeah. But I'm thinking of like, there's like a specific part of your, like your face, okay. Like your cranial face. God, I can't remember what it was. When you build that up and you learn how to position your tongue properly in your mouth, it not only raises that part of your skull, it widens your palate and also pushes your jawbone forward, which gives it more of a defined look.
Interesting.
So when people have their tongues down here, like resting on the lower part of their mouth, what tends to happen over time is that their jaw drops and they start to create like almost like a double chin.
Interesting.
And the way to create that, the way to fix that, his argument, it makes complete sense, and he goes into really good detail and depth about it, is that your tongue should be at the top of your mouth at all times. So the technique is called mewing.
Huh.
Mewing. I feel like you did this. I think you do this unknowingly, and I'll explain here in a moment. But so that's one technique, is you can do mewing where you just put your teeth together, lock your tongue to the top of your mouth, and like try to focus on like the back third of your tongue touching almost like your throat.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You'll feel the pressure like almost under your jaw. And the harder you suck, if you suck really hard, then it becomes what's called hard mewing. And essentially what happens is, and I don't know the science behind it, but your tongue can create like 700, I don't know, pounds of pressure. That kind of seems kind of crazy.
The strongest muscle in your body is your tongue.
Ooh.
I'm pretty sure.
That's crazy. It makes sense. It makes sense. But it creates a tremendous amount of pressure on your upper palate when you do hard mewing. And that's what's pushing out your face, creating stronger cheekbones, bringing your jaw out further and giving you like a better jawline.
Interesting. Okay?
Now he has another technique that I'm a little bit scared of because I have all that dental equipment in. It's called thumb pulling. Okay. So essentially you go up to a wall, you put your back to the wall. Okay. You take your two thumbs, you take your chin, you tuck it, make as many like double chins as you can. You take your two thumbs and you push up and out, up and out. And because you're doing it to yourself, like if you do it to a point where you're hurting, like don't do that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But his whole thing is do it for 8 to 12 seconds at a time. Like do like 8 to 12 seconds for 3 minutes. So you just keep going back and forth. Like you hold it for 8 seconds. And then you have like this technique where you walk away from the wall and then you push your thumbs up and then relieve the pressure from your thumbs. So hold it. And then step off. And then you go and do it again. And you're supposed to push up and out, and that's what's going to broaden the width of your palate.
Interesting.
Okay. And then, but the key is to mew, because the only thing that's going to keep it from receding back to its normal spot or its old spot is by putting your tongue in that position, in that mewing position. and it's going to help keep that palate tight and high while pushing the jaw forward. Okay. This is why I think you unknowingly have done it your whole life. And I don't know, like you, only you can tell. Okay. You have really good defined like underneath here. You don't have like the best, like these muscles right here. They're good, but they're not like, you know, like some people are just like fucking their way out there, but you've never had braces. And his argument, and this makes total sense, is that your tongue needs to act like a retainer. And if we all learned how to keep our mouth shut and you constantly keep, he just calls it like proper tongue posture, then your teeth are going to align as you grow and develop.
Oh.
If you think about it from this perspective, and I thought this was really interesting, what animals out there exist that have crooked teeth?
Interesting.
Lions don't.
Yeah.
Hippopotamuses don't. Sloths don't. Dogs don't. Right?
Remy does.
Well, yeah, but she's a gremlin, dude. She's different.
Yeah.
But as humans, like we've been like biological or historically speaking, like we've always had to chew our food. We've had to learn how to, you know, swallow our fruit properly as we've gotten, you know, more advanced technologically and, you know, life has become easier. Food has become softer. We've stopped learning how to use our noses to breathe and we use our mouths to breathe. Uh-huh. And this is what's causing a lot of issues with, you know, obviously dental issues as sleep. Well as like sleep issues, sleep uh-huh. apnea, all these things. And then I don't know if you knew this, but I've always chewed. Like I have this little thing that I chew in the shower for my jaw.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I know the Jawser size or whatever that thing. Yeah.
It's like Jawser size, but mm-hmm. I don't like it. I don't like the front thing. Mm-hmm. So they're like, it just sits in the back. It's like these two little things that I put in the back and then chew.
Nice, dude.
Yeah. And then I'm also working on the muscles in my face. Okay. So in the morning when I'm doing my business, when I first get up, I do a series of exercises on the toilet instead of looking at my phone. So the first one is I take my hands, I spread my forehead, and then I try and squint as much as I can. And that's going to build these, your eyes have muscles right here. Uh-huh. The more you build it, the more like profound and more like pronounced they become. And you get like these, what's called hunter eyes, but I'm just trying to build up the muscles in my eyes. And then I've got a whole series of other things that I do too.
You're just going to look completely different in a year. And everyone's going to think you got surgery or something. Well,
I'm obviously like looking at myself. I don't think that I have, some of the before and after pictures, these people are like, they're fat and unhealthy and they have puffy faces. And they're just like, you can just tell they're not taking care of themselves. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure that I'm going to have as dramatic of a difference, but I would like to document it for sure.
Yeah.
And just see what happens.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Well, if anything, I mean, obviously, aesthetically, if that's what you're going for, then that's...
Well, I just want to try. I mean,
dude, what do you... Well, that and just at the end of the day, it's pressure release, it's muscle release. It's only going to help, dude.
Totally.
Overall, you know?
Totally.
I mean, how many times have you gotten a massage and then they do this?
Yeah.
And they do that part. I'm like, dude, that part alone... Like, I love every aspect of massage, but when they do that, and then you're just like, and then your head and just weird parts that you never think about, there's muscles everywhere.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. And
that's cool, man.
What I like about Oscar, this guy Oscar, and I'll send you his LinkedIn and everything, or not his LinkedIn, but his Instagram,
uh-huh.
is he talks about the fact that, like, everything in your body is interconnected, and if you want to see real difference, it's not just about doing these like, you know, out of the box, crazy techniques. It's you have to live a healthy lifestyle.
Yeah.
You have to exercise. You have to eat clean. You have to get good sleep. You have to, you know, you have to do everything properly uh-huh. in order to get the best results possible. Gut health is important, the whole nine. So he's just very holistic and I really appreciate that. And, you know, if you look at his transformation, it's wild.
Really?
It's wild.
Damn.
And he also talks about like just the size of the palate also helps you smile bigger. and you start to see it in like good looking people. I don't know. He does a really good job of breaking it down. So I'll send you his information, but
that's dope, dude. That's like a, I mean, you're at the point in your fitness journey. I mean, dude, you've been working out for so long. I think it only makes sense to just really try to maximize more and more. And to your point, I think that's like, I think the, everyone's like, oh, what's the secret sauce? How do you be so healthy? Like, even when I see like really fit people, I'm like, dude, how did you get there? At the end of the day, bro, I don't think there's any specific workout program. I think it's consistency and everything that you're doing. Yeah. It's literally a lifestyle.
Yep.
You know what I mean? So I love it, man. I love it.
Cool. Well, I know you got to go.
I got a little bit longer.
Yeah. Oh, okay. We'll see, man. Like, I think the only thing that I'm worried about is all that shit in my mouth.
Mm-hmm.
So like the mewing, I've been doing pretty consistently, and I feel like my tongue posture, even at rest, is much better. I've never really noticed or thought about my tongue posture until I started thinking or researching this. But it's the thumb pulling that scares me a little bit. So I don't think I'm going to go very hard on thumb pulling. I'm just going to try to be as mindful as I can about it. Cause like, obviously I have a bunch of stuff in my mouth that I don't know what happens if it shifts, if it, you know, changes, is it good? Is it not good? It's probably not good if it shifts too much. And also like my face isn't like ugly. I'm not like puffy. I don't have like, you know, I would like a nicer jaw.
Right. Who wouldn't?
And maybe higher cheekbones. Yeah, but who wouldn't?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I'm not like over here like, oh, dude, I'm going to. I mean, honestly, bro, if I don't look like Brad Pitt in a year, I'm fucking suing this Oscar guy. That's all I'm trying to say, dude.
Dude, I think it's gotten better over maybe, or maybe I'm just so used to it, but I've have really bad TMJ. And like anytime I go to the dentist, they tell me, you know, they can, you know, get me to a specialist and stuff like that. But Danielle said that they're going to probably have to like either break my jaw or do some kind of crazy shit. Cause it's pretty bad, bro. Like like when I chew certain things, like it's like crack, 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 crack.
Yeah. So going back to this Oscar guy, I don't know if mewing is going to fix that per se.
Right.
But he just talks about how, like, if you do it properly, if your teeth are touching, and your tongue is in the proper position, your jaw will align perfectly over time.
That makes sense.
That's the whole theory behind it. Uh-huh. And he even talks about like, if you don't do it properly, you will develop things like TMJ.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I'll just send you his information. I'll let you do whatever you want to do with it.
Yeah.
But he just seems really reasonable. He just seems really reasonable. So,
or just grow a beard and hide it all.
Yeah. Well, I'm just talking about it from like a oral health perspective. Totally. Like I would hate my job. Like,
yeah, oh, dude, I am not lazy with certain things with my health, but I probably could be better about that.
Yeah.
It's like, I wake up, I wear a mouth guard every night, and it's like, I wake up in the mornings and I can tell I was just grinding all night. I'm like sore from it, but that's good. Like, you know, it's at least, it's like getting a workout. I feel like I'm working out at night because of my jaw, you know, but it's funny.
Those chewy things that I have, bro, it burns.
Mm-hmm.
It burns really good. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's dope, dude. You starting that first of the year?
I've been practicing last week, mm-hmm. just researching it.
Cool.
The chewy things I've had for years.
Yeah.
I've had for like maybe 4 years, bro, 3 years. Yeah, nice. And I can definitely feel like the muscles, but you know, like they make it sound like you're gonna have these huge fucking jaws, and that just isn't the case.
We're gonna see you in 6 months, and you're gonna be like Johnny Bravo or like America Dad, like you got the butt chin and everything, dude.
I think that's what Sal did. I think that's why Sal looks like a superhero. I think he's secretly doing face exercises at home, dude.
He's doing all of it, bro.
Yeah, he's
handsome
so
bastard.
Yeah, he, dude. When he came back from the Air Force, bro, he looked like a superhero. Like, I don't mean just his body. I mean like his whole face. Like, he looked like he came out of a fucking comic book.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, when I worked out with him yesterday, I'm like, okay, how do I keep up with this motherfucker? I'm like, Operation Chase Al.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Really quick, I think I want to just quickly chat about the pod with the boys in GRC.
Mm-hmm.
Let's get that literally the week before we leave.
Yeah. Because the excitement will be there, everything. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's just get them. Let's just lock it in.
Okay.
After this call or, you know, at some point in the next day or two.
Okay.
Just get it locked in because I don't want to have to like scramble to get it done. I know we both have a lot on our plate. So it's like sometimes we just kind of get lost in the sauce. And next thing you know, we are scrambling to get something done.
Yeah. Do you want to swing first or do we want to?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, that's obviously I'm more happy than like more than happy to let you take the lead on that. And then I can just follow up and be like, hey, and then we'll schedule the pod on this day.
Okay.
That works. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, that works.
Yeah. Okay. Did you order the white screen?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't checked on, it's pretty safe to say it's not going to be here for like a week, I'm sure, but it's always fun when you order something and then it just magically appears in a couple of days. So we'll see.
Oh, dude. So I bought this thing on TikTok to help clean the inside of my car's windows. Cause you know how like the anti-frost or whatever like fogs up your window. It is the biggest piece of shit in the whole world. I'm pissed. I'm so pissed.
They got you.
They got me so good. Those bastards.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah. It was like, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, it was $7. But right. Plus like $4 shipping or whatever the hell it was.
Yeah.
And it comes and it's like, dude, I could have just grabbed a rag and got it done. Like, what the fuck was I thinking? I was pissed.
We've all bought those silly gizmos, dude.
Oh, fuckers, dude.
That's fucking funny.
You know. So, all right, man. Well, I don't have anything else, bro. Fucking just.
Yeah.
We'll make today kind of a quick one and you can go do your thing. Are you excited for tomorrow with the fam?
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. It'll be fun, man. So just going to do some family stuff today and then, I don't know, just lay low tomorrow and then do dinner. So get some stuff done around the house.
Okay.
Fucking suburban shit, dude.
Make sure you're good and you don't have any responsibilities for Sunday so you can go and enjoy the day.
That's what I'm saying, dude. That's what I'm saying.
I love it.
All right, player.
All right, brother. Well, I love you, dude. Good to see you as always, Amy.
Yeah, you too, man.
We'll get Sean and I on the cast once he gets a brand new phone or whatever the hell his deal is.
Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. That's so funny.
Yeah, it'll be fun with you.
Yeah.
And then I'll also, one other thing. I'll start being a little bit more aggressive with the prospecting at the new year. I just figured with everything going on.
Yeah.
And, you know, just getting the ad agency settled.
Yeah,
and like, everything is cool. Because I know that we want to have more guests on, which I'm 100% for. It just is like, you know, I just want to be strategic and know that I have like the time to prospect.
Yeah. No, I totally get it, dude.
So, all right, big dog.
All right, man. Well, deuces, bro. I'll see you manana.
Yes, sir.
All right, bro.
Peace.
Peace.